Support for Utah News at 5:30 on Utah Public Radio is made possible by our listeners and by the Herald Journal of Logan, offering news, sports, opinion, and weather. Information at hjnews.com. The Herald Journal, empowering the community.
A longer waiting period will be required before a woman can have an abortion in Utah, and Utah residents will have a shorter window of time to shoot off fireworks. Those are a couple of laws signed into law by Governor Herbert today. Also, Salt Lake County prosecutors are filing a murder charge in a cold case.
And today is the first day of spring. It's Tuesday, March 20th, and it's All Things Considered. I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.
I'm Tom Williams. This is your 5:30 Utah News.
And as Tom said earlier, a longer waiting period will be required before a woman could have an abortion in Utah under a new state law. Governor Gary Herbert has signed House Bill 461 today, increasing the waiting period from 24 to 72 hours. The waiting period would begin when a woman consults with a doctor anywhere in the state. It doesn't have to be the doctor who performed the abortion. The bill was passed by lawmakers earlier this month during the final hour of the legislative session. American Civil Liberties Unions of Utah attorney Marina Lowe says the waiting period is potentially unconstitutional because it places an undue burden on women seeking an abortion. A similar bill in South Dakota has been put on hold by a judge.
Utah residents will have a shorter window of time to shoot off fireworks through a law signed by Governor Herbert. Also today, UPR's Shalane Smith Needham has this report.
Fireworks will be allowed to be used for a week surrounding the 4th of July and a week surrounding the July 24th Pioneer Day. Fireworks would be prohibited after 11 p.m. and midnight on the holidays. They would also be allowed on New Year's Eve and the Chinese New Year. The law was created by House Bill 33, which is one of more than 200 bills Herbert has signed through today. Republican bill sponsor Representative Jim Dunnigan of Taylorsville says the restrictions are prompted by complaints about nonstop fireworks during the month-long period they were previously allowed. For Utah Public Radio News, this is Shalane Smith Needham.
And in Salt Lake County, prosecutors are filing a murder charge against a now 34-year-old man accused of killing another man at a party in Sandy 17 years ago. County District Attorney Sim Gill says recent interviews with two witnesses led detectives to arrest Antonio Martinez, who had told police nearly a decade ago that he had committed a crime so bad he'd been on the run for years. John Woolsliger was found shot in the head and lying in a bed of a pickup truck in July 1995. Police also saw abrasions on his back as if he'd been dragged over asphalt. Witnesses indicated the 30-year-old Woolsliger had come to the party to buy cocaine. Martinez was booked in jail today, and it's not clear whether he has an attorney.
Unified Fire Authority officials say a fire that displaced 20 to 30 people in a Holiday apartment complex started when electrical wiring was accidentally cut during construction work. No residents were hurt when the flames broke out about 4 p.m. in the walls separating the apartments, although one police officer was treated for mild smoke inhalation. Officials estimate there are hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages. An unrelated fire on Monday afternoon in Roy burned a 12-unit building at the Herefordshire apartment complex. Salt Lake Tribune reported a woman was injured after she fell and cut her chin while evacuating.
An ancient Native American bones that were unearthed during a dam construction project near Kanab are set to be put to rest again soon. Jennifer Pemberton has the details on that story.
Reburial of the bones is expected at the end of May or early June if some minor legal issues are resolved first. About 5 years ago, crews building the Jackson Flat Dam water supply storage facility found 54 sets of remains. One set was left undisturbed while the others were placed in a metal box for storage. Archaeologists estimate the bodies were buried about 1,000 years ago. The construction is a sore subject for some who say the sacred burial ground should never have been touched in the first place. For Utah Public Radio News, this is Jennifer Pemberton reporting.
A fifth-wheel camper trailer caught fire just before 10:30 this morning at the Riverside RV Park in Logan. Logan City Fire Marshal Craig Humphreys told Cache Valley Daily that no occupants of the trailer were injured. However, the family pet didn't make it out in time. The cause of the blaze is currently under investigation. The trailer is a total loss. Units from the Logan City Fire Department evacuated all tenants of the RV park and worked quickly to cut power and shut down gas lines to trailers as several propane tanks were located nearby. The road was also closed to traffic. The trailer was described as a 1995 fifth-wheel trailer.
An ex-Smithfield animal control officer is being ordered to read a book on animal cruelty following the death of a yellow lab he said he accidentally left in an outdoor kennel. UPR's Carrie Bringhurst reports.
25-year-old Brady Robbins has been sentenced to community service, a cognitive thinking class, and $200 restitution. He pleaded guilty in February to misdemeanor evidence tampering and misdemeanor animal cruelty charges for not moving a dog to a new cage after picking it up on a Thursday in June. He found the dog dead in its kennel when he returned to work after the weekend. Robbins says he disposed of the body but wrote in a police log that the dog was sent to a shelter. He later resigned. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.
Officials in Park City, a key tourist hub for Utah, are hoping Park City Mountain Resort works out a lease dispute that threatens to shut it down. Mayor Dana Williams says parent companies for the Park City and Canyons Resorts should negotiate for the good of the community. The parent company of the neighboring Canyons owns much of the land at Park City Mountain Resort, and negotiations over a lease extension have broken down. Last week, Park City Mountain Resort filed a lawsuit claiming corporate officials for the Canyons are trying to shut it down. Canyons officials insist they're simply trying to negotiate a new lease. Park City Councilwoman Liza Simpson says the local economy would take a huge hit if Park City Mountain Resort fails to open next winter.
And St. George-based SkyWest Airlines have been commended by the Department of Defense for its support of the National Guard personnel and military reservists who are under their employment.
SkyWest Airline is among 13 Utah employers nominated for its support of National Guard and Military Reserve employees. The distinction puts SkyWest and the other Utah companies in a nationwide running for the Freedom Award. Up to 15 nominated employers nationwide will be honored with the Freedom Award later this summer. Guard and Reserve members or family members nominate their employers for the Freedom Award during a 12-month nomination season. Guard and Reserve members who stand ready to serve whenever our nation needs them often put their civilian lives on hold when they answer the call to duty. Supportive employers provide a tremendous amount of stability and peace of mind to these citizen warriors and their families, enabling them to continue their dedicated service to our country. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.
We turn to weather now. Utah Climate Center meteorologist Marty Booth. Marty, today was deceptive. It looked warm, a beautiful sunshine, but when I went outside, it was a little cold.
Yes, we had our storm system move through. It's always deceiving at the very end of a storm system when the sky clears off. It leaves you the coldest temperatures in the morning. It does stay cold below seasonal averages. That's what we're experiencing right now, below seasonal averages across the state of temperatures. That should change here the next few days. A high-pressure ridge is on its way over the top of us. Tomorrow's temperatures are supposed to be anywhere between several and 15 degrees warmer than today's. So a rebound back from what we saw last week, but maybe even a little bit warmer getting above seasonal averages later in the week. So
we'll look forward to it. Marty Booth, meteorologist with Utah Climate Center. His full report is coming up in 10 minutes. For the 5:30 Utah News, I'm Tom Williams.
And I'm Mackenzie Hamilton. Thank you for joining us.